You did see the USDA address export demand on both corn and beans going in opposite directions. They added 100 million bushels to the export demand for new crop corn. They took away 20 million bushels on the bean side of things. Now, that number on the bean side of things could go a lot worse because of the way that we're trading trading beans with China. We're not trading them, actually. They're not, we're not selling to them. So you could see somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 300 million bushels get added on to that to those ending stocks over the next say 6 months if we don't see some sort of a trade deal start to creep in or some sort of additional demand really start to set in on the bean side of things.